This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to Activity Quest, the podcast packed with things to do. I'm George, and in this episode, Dan's giving us a Christmas craft that you can do at home. It's Santa slime, complete with a jar that's inspired by the big man himself. We've also got Anna Louise, who is getting out and about. Ironically, it's a place called The Inside. It's all about getting arty and trying new skills. We'll head down there together in a second. Plus, we're also finding out what's happening across the UK in our events guide. And as if that wasn't enough, we're back on the farm at Mini Motley Sanctuary to find out all about the festive things happening there. You should know this by now, but every week on Activity Quest, we get out and about to find out what's happening near you. And Anna Louise is in Tunbridge Wells in Kent, so let's find out what she's up to.
I'm making my way through a little picket fence and across a big park full of all sorts of wooden obstacles, a bit like an assault course that you need to conquer with lots of challenges to face. There are big, giant nets for you to climb up high. There's a big metal slide that's really wide so that when you come down it, you pick up loads of speed and come flying down. There are sand pits. There are wobbly bridges that look like there are trolls or gremlins beneath. You've also got to make sure you don't fall off as you make your way across. There's a gymnast's log where you need to see if you can keep your balance for long enough to make it along the way. And there are all sorts of different rope swings. And right at the back, as I follow the path round, there's a little hut tucked out the way that lots of people don't know about. It's called The Inside in Tunbridge Wells, and it's set in Calverley Grounds, right at the back. And it's absolutely full to the brim of creative projects and activities. It's all about creative pampering and arts and crafts. There's a little gift shop tucked to one side where you can have a big rummage in all sorts of boxes and buckets and woven baskets to see if anything takes your fancy. You can buy lots of different craft kits and try something new and learn a new skill. There's a lovely little cafe where you can buy lots of different treats and snacks and picnics and drinks. And the founder, Laura, is hiding just inside the door. Let's go and see if we can find her. This is a really special place to you because not only did you turn it and transform it from an old, dilapidated building to something really beautiful, but you also got help from the community.
It was based with, without the community, it wouldn't be where we are today. So it was a vision I've had for some time, and communicating that and getting the buy-in from the community has been everything. It's definitely been built with the hard work of Tunbridge Wells.
And I love that when you turn up, you can hear kids screaming and giggling and laughing. What is this place about?
It's life. It's living, you know. It's the reality. It's the here and it's the now. And as we all know, kids are great at that, you know. They're not in their minds stuck on their hamster wheel. They're splashing in the puddle. They are, you know, digging in the sand. And they're making their memories through their reality of their being right now.
Just now, outside the door, two toddlers were almost swimming in the puddles outside.
I know, and I think somebody last week was just sitting in it like a duck in water. It's going to be a soggy pants afternoon, I think, there.
What can families do when they turn up?
Well, the playground itself is just beautiful. It's an imaginative, explorative play. So it's not your usual playground. It's got slides, but it's not. It's wooden. It's cause and effect. It's wobbly wooden bridges. It's little wooden huts. So the playground is magical in its own being. In the summertime, we have the water all on, and so it's a great space for kids just to play and be. And then we wanted to bring something extra to that sort of mix, and that was all about creativity and creative pampering and getting kids to be free with creative spirit.
And this place, The Inside, you wanted it to be a special, most den space that families can come and just create havoc and run wild.
Yeah, 100% a haven.
Sitting here, Laura, we've got butterflies above us and stars strung up above our heads. We've got shelves full of lots of boxes of different craft kits to get stuck into. There are juicy drinks and snacks to try on the side. A gift shop behind us where you can browse all sorts of different crafty bits and big baskets that you can have a rummage through and see if you fancy anything in there. But this looked very different when you moved in and had to transform it. Take us through what it looked like, because it was very run down, wasn't it, and old?
Yes. So the Bowls Pavilion had been out of use for, I think it was about 4 years by that point. So spiders, cobwebs, beetles, and so it was a mess. It was a total and utter mess. And part of the beauty of that, though, is that transformation. And, you know, especially, you know, in here we're sitting on the old seats that they used to put all their kit into. So that needed to stay in the fabric of the building, because that's the soul. And it's about, you know, transforming it, but maintaining the soul of the building, because it's magical. Like I suppose I have a bit of a white witch approach to this building and this playground, because it is a sanctuary and it had to continue to be that. So, you know, we worked with a local interior designer who really helped me with the colourways and, you know, and how we can bring that spirit and that soul to life. But yeah, it was very dark wood. It was pretty rotten.
For those listening, Laura, who want to come and visit you at the inside in Tunbridge Wells, but also want to check out your craft kits, how do they find you?
The website is probably the best place to head over to. It's the-inside.co.uk, and I'm also on certain social media. But one of the best ones to go to is freckles.on.the.inside, and that's on Instagram, so that generally has my life in grids.
Thank you, Anna Louise. The-inside.co.uk is the place to go to find out more. That's the-inside.co.uk. Remember, the rules on what we can and can't do at the moment have changed, and they're different for every county. It's important to check before you travel, book in advance where you can, and always follow the local guidance. Now, in every episode of Activity Quest, we give you at least 5 things that you can do no matter where you are in the country. So if you can't do what we're recommending right now, add it to a list, keep it safe, and pop back another time. And whatever you get up to, whether it's at home or out and about, we want to know. Tell us by leaving us a 5-star review, please, or by messaging us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. So you might remember last week, Bex told us how to make some fancy Christmas decorations out of lemons and limes. This week, Dan is here to tell us all about a Christmas craft idea that involves slime.
Today, I'm going to tell you how to make super fluffy Santa slime. You heard that exactly right. Santa slime. It would make an amazing present if you're seeing someone between now and Christmas, or even afterwards. Slime is for all year, not just for Christmas. It's really easy as well. All you need is a glass jar, which is what you're going to put the slime in, red glitter glue, baking soda, and contact solution. Sounds weird, bear with me. You'll also need a measuring cup, like a mug. You'll need a bowl to mix everything in. And this is very important. You need the help of a grown-up. Things get quite sticky and slippery. It's slime, after all. You always need a grown-up on hand when you're doing this. Here's how you make the slime. Tip 1 cup of the glitter glue into a clean bowl. Then add 1 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, also called baking soda. Get messy. Get your hands inside. Mix them all together. Remember to do all of this with a grown-up nearby. Then you add 1 tablespoon of contact lens solution. Mix with a spoon until it starts to become stringy and it comes away from the edges of the bowl. Now, at this stage, you need to take it out of the bowl and mash it between your hands. Now, it will start sticking to them at first, but don't worry about that. After about 20 seconds, it kind of firms up and it sticks only to itself, becoming elastic and super stretchy. Now, if for some reason it's still a little bit too sticky, add just a few more drops of the contact lens solution you put in earlier until it's just right, just sticky enough. Now, be careful, as too much of that solution will make it become brittle and it will snap. And that's the first half done, all right? Have a little break. Have a Christmas chocolate, it's okay. So you've just made the most super stretchy, glittery slime ever. Now you need something to put it in. Get a glass jar. Then put the slime in the jar, and now you can get crafty. Maybe you can cut out a black card about an inch thick, wrap it round with a little gold marker, draw a belt buckle, and then you've got Santa's belt. You could even give it a Christmas hat out of some felt and add a pom-pom. Go wild with it. The choice is absolutely up to you. It's your Santa slime. If you're feeling super festive, maybe you could repeat the slime-making bit with green glitter glue and gold too, and put them all in different jars. And there you have it. Well done. You have completed it. Your very own Santa slime.
Thank you, Dan. Slimy, slimy stuff. Lovely. Again, remember to get an adult to help you out there, please. Okay, it's time now to find out what's happening across the UK.
A new musical concert featuring an all-star cast will be streamed online from January 1st. It's been recorded at the Actors Church in Covent Garden in London. It's called We Need a Little Christmas. It features loads of famous actors, the cast of A Christmas Carol the Musical, and the West End Gospel Choir. It's available right now until January 1st. A family ticket is £30. A portion of each ticket is going to charities Shelter and Crisis. Stream.theatre is the place to get your tickets. Now, depending on where you are in the country, you might not be able to get out and about at the moment, so why not take a stroll around your own town? CarWow, that's a car website, they've put together a map of the most over-the-top Christmas lights displays ever. There's loads in London and in southern England, but you can add your own displays to the map too. And when I say it's a map of over-the-top Christmas displays, I'm really not joking. In some of these places, I can't even see the house. Google CarWow Christmas lights map to see it. And how do you fancy walking with giants? Enter the Valley of the Giants on the Woodpecker Walking Trail. They've got real Christmas trees, an orienteering trail, mountain biking play areas and loads more. You can also learn about life in the forest on their seasonal learning panels. It's free to enter. All day parking is just £5. Now, there may be additional charges for things like mountain biking, where you have to rent equipment, but the orienteering trail and the play areas are free. ForestryEngland.uk to find out all you need to know.
Remember, the rules on what we can and can't do at the moment have changed, and they're different for every county. It's important to check before you travel, book in advance where you can, and always follow the local guidance. And just like that, Anna Louise has managed to get from Tunbridge Wells all the way home. She ain't half quick. She lives on Mini Motley Sanctuary. It's a farm, and it's filled with miniature chickens, sheep, horses, and more. And as we know, Christmas is around the corner.
It's getting close to Christmas, and we like to make it special for the animals too at the sanctuary. They love a festive feast. They love to have fun. And I think that they pick up on our emotions and our excitement at this time of year as well. I'm standing in our makeshift barn area, which is where we store our feed for the animals. We've also got, believe it or not, sledges lined up all in a row. Now, this isn't just for snow sledging, which we love. We love it when we get enough snow to go flying down the hills at Mini Motley. But we also have another purpose for our sledges. The horses actually can pull them. We've taught them over the years how to steer and pull the sledges, which they love because they like to show off any new skills that they've learnt, and they like to show us how clever they are. And we also pull the sledges along and use them to transport the hay, because sometimes, especially at this time of year when we've had lots and lots of heavy rain, the ground is really soft and slushy and muddy. You'll know that if you go on a walk and you wear your wellies, sometimes your wellies get stuck in the mud and they sort of slurp along, don't they, and your feet get stuck. Well, it's the same for the 4x4. Believe it or not, we can't always get the truck. We can't always get the car through the fields. We even sometimes get stuck because it's very hilly ground. It's very steep and very sharp. So it means that we have to have an alternative mode of transport that won't. That means that we can always get the food and the hay and the supplies to all of the animals. So when it's too slushy, the 4x4 stays on the drive and we bring out the sledges. And I've got one here. It's really deep
so we can fit lots and lots of food and grub in this one. And the animals, they hear this noise and they all come running up the hill. The horses come bucking and dancing. The sheep leap up in the air because they know that this sound of the sledge means dinner time or breakfast time, that's for sure. And when I plough up the hill across Mini Motley, the horses and sheep will smell the food from probably about a mile away because they have really intense noses. They can smell things from afar. Winnie, my big horse, will come galloping at full pelt up the hill in a split second. The miniatures will start to dance. They like to play. They shake their head. They wave their manes and tails. They flick and swish their long tails that fly up in the air like kites when they get excited. They'll stand up on their back legs like a Mustang in a horse film. They will spin in circles. They'll do anything to show off and prance and celebrate. This is their way of celebrating. A bit like we do when Santa has arrived. This is what they this is what they do when their sleigh, their sledge of festive feasts comes ploughing up the hill.
Thanks again, Anna Louise. That's all we've got time for this week. And should I say this year, this is the final episode of Activity Quest for 2020. But fear not, we will be back with new episodes, same time and same place in the new year. Remember, whatever you do and however you do it, let us know at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And please remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. I've been George and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to my show on DAB Digital Radio, online on the free Fun Kids app and on your smart speaker. Just say play Fun Kids. I'm on every weekday from 10 a.m. over the holidays. I will see you there. Take care for now.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.